Chapter 10 Nadab and Abihu. During this time, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, and strewing incense on the fire they had put in them, they offered up before the Lord profane fire, such as he had not authorized. Fire, therefore, came forth from the Lord's presence, and consumed them, so that they died in his presence. Moses then said to Aaron, "This is as the Lord said, through those who approach me I will manifest my sacredness. In the sight of all the people I will reveal my glory." But Aaron said nothing. Then Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Aaron's uncle Uziel, with the order, "Come, remove your kinsmen from the sanctuary, and carry them to a place outside the camp." So they went in and took them in their tunics, outside the camp, as Moses had commanded. Conduct of the priests. Moses said to Aaron and his sons Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not bare your heads or tear your garments, lest you bring not only death on yourselves, but God's wrath also on the whole community. Your kinsmen, the rest of the house of Israel, shall mourn for those whom the Lord's fire has smitten. But do not you go beyond the entry of the meeting tent, else you shall die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you." So they did as Moses told them. The Lord said to Aaron, "When you are to go to the meeting tent, you and your sons are forbidden, under pain of death, by a perpetual ordinance throughout your generations, to drink any wine or strong drink. You must be able to distinguish between what is sacred and what is profane, between what is clean and what is unclean. You must teach the Israelites all the laws that the Lord has given them through Moses." The eating of priestly portions. Moses said to Aaron and his surviving sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Take the cereal offering left over from the oblations of the Lord, and eat it beside the altar in the form of unleavened cakes. Since it is most sacred, you must eat it in a sacred place. This is your due from the oblations of the Lord, and that of your sons. Such is the command I have received. With your sons and daughters, you shall also eat the breast of the wave offering, and the leg of the raised offering, in a clean place. For these have been assigned to you and your children as your due from the peace offerings of the Israelites. The leg of the raised offering and the breast of the wave offering shall first be brought in with the oblations, the fatty portions, that are to be waved as a wave offering before the Lord. Then they shall belong to you and your children by a perpetual ordinance, as the Lord has commanded." When Moses inquired about the goat of the sin offering, he discovered that it had all been burned. So he was angry with the surviving sons of Aaron, Eleazar and Ithamar, and said, "Why did you not eat the sin offering in the sacred place, since it is most sacred? It has been given to you that you might bear the guilt of the community and make atonement for them before the Lord. If its blood was not brought into the inmost part of the sanctuary, you should certainly have eaten the offering in the sanctuary, in keeping with the command I had received." Aaron answered Moses, "Even though they presented their sin offering and holocaust before the Lord today, yet this misfortune has befallen me. Had I then eaten of the sin offering today, would it have been pleasing to the Lord?" On hearing this, Moses was satisfied.